As you walk east on Cañon Perdido Street, think about the name Cañon Perdido, Lost Cannon, for therein lies a tale. During the winter of 1847-48, when Santa Barbara was occupied by American forces during the Mexican War, the brig Elizabeth was smashed on the rocks off the Santa Barbara coast. Among the items salvaged from the broken ship was a large brass cannon. As the cannon had no carriage, it proved impossible to move off the sand, and it was simply left there. In early May 1848, the cannon disappeared. The American officer in charge of the occupation, one Captain Lippitt, described as a fussy martinet, accused the local Californios of the theft. The locals protested their innocence, but Captain Lippitt fired off a report to Military Governor Richard B. Mason, calling the incident an act of insurrection and demanding sanctions be laid on Santa Barbara. Mason responded by imposing a fine of $500 on the city, and he created a complicated program to assess a capitation tax of $2 on local citizens to raise the required funds. Santa Barbara was indignant and appealed to Colonel J.B. Stevenson, the military commander of the Southern District. Stevenson came to Santa Barbara and conferred with Pablo de la Guerra, son of the town patriarch, and a man trusted by all. Pablo must have been in a rather awkward position, since his brother, Jose Antonio, was one of those who had actually pulled off the theft. The result was that on July 4th, the date the assessment was due, the money was paid and promptly spent on a grand fiesta, at which Colonel Stevenson's brass band played, Stevenson orated, and everyone got drunk and went home happy. Santa Barbarans did not forget the incident, however, and named three streets after the affair: Cañon Perdido, Mason, and Quinientos, 500 in Spanish. Further, when the first city seal was created in 1850, it featured a cannon and the words Vale 500 pesos. A decade later, a large storm stripped the beach of sand and unearthed the stolen cannon. Unhappily, it was simply sold for scrap, and only the story remains.